USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It looks like Ukraine is about to get more help in its fight against Russia. The Senate is expected to approve a $40 billion bill as soon as today. The House already taking action, boosting President Biden's initial request to add additional military and humanitarian aid. President Biden expected to sign the bill quickly. The nation's biggest wildfire is growing in New Mexico. It's up to about 300,000 acres and is only 26% contained. Several more counties are on standby for possible evacuations, and two national forests in the state will close tomorrow as a precaution. The governor spoke to President Biden about the situation yesterday after he approved a disaster declaration earlier this month. Six other states are also battling large wildfires. This is USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
Ballots are continuing to be counted today from the busiest primary election so far this year. Five states voted yesterday, and four will have Senate showdowns this November. But two of them are still too close to call. That includes the GOP nomination in Pennsylvania and Oregon. In Pennsylvania, businessman David McCormick and Dr. Mehmet Oz are running less than a half a percent apart. Dr. Oz says Pennsylvania can be at the forefront on many issues.
We have the ability in Pennsylvania to fight for the soul of this country.
In North Carolina, Democrat Sherry Beasley will face off against Republican Ted Budd, who was endorsed by former President Trump. And in Kentucky, Democrat Charles Booker will try to unseat Senator Rand Paul. In the NBA Eastern Conference Finals, the Miami Heat took a 1-0 lead over the Boston Celtics Tuesday night. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a 6-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
President Biden is calling out those who promote great replacement theory, the belief that white Americans are being systematically replaced by immigrants and minorities. While speaking in Buffalo yesterday, Biden warned that media and politics were radicalizing angry, lost, and isolated individuals into believing the theory. Flashing back to 2015, when then Vice President Biden said in a few years, whites will be in the minority.
I would argue it's unlike any other large country in the world. So there's a second thing in that black box, an unrelenting stream of immigration, nonstop. Folks like me who were Caucasian of European descent for the first time in 2017 will be in an absolute minority in the United States of America. Absolute minority. Fewer than 50% of the people in America from then and on will be white European stock. That's not a bad thing. That's a source of our strength.
Amber Heard wrapped up 4 days of testimony Tuesday in ex-husband Johnny Depp's defamation suit against her. Under cross-examination, Heard testified about a fight the couple had in Australia in 2015. Depp is suing Heard for $50 million over an op-ed she wrote referring to herself as a public figure representing domestic violence. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.